Hello and welcome to Design Leadership Insights, a podcast where I share the real stories, strategies, and lessons learned from building and leading design teams. I'm Paul, and I've spent the last 15 plus years navigating the complex world of design leadership. Like many design leaders, I've always maintained creative pursuits outside my professional work, producing electronic music, creating videos, developing podcasts. For years, I saw these as separate worlds, even feeling guilty sometimes about the hours spent on these side projects. But what if your weekend music production, photography hobby, or writing project isn't diluting your design leadership, but is actually your secret weapon? The moment that completely transformed my approach to design leadership happened at 2 a.m. in my home recording studio, as I balanced tracks on a complex electronic music project. In that unexpected setting, I discovered a truth about creative leadership that challenges conventional wisdom about focus and expertise. When I began leading a design team, I faced seemingly impossible challenges, and time after time, the solutions didn't come from design books or leadership seminars. They came from my recording studio, from my camera, from my podcast microphone. Today, I'm going to share the counterintuitive truth that transformed my leadership, the creative leader's paradox. The idea that creative pursuits outside our professional domain don't drain our leadership capacity, they dramatically expand it. And by the end of our time together, you'll never look at your side projects the same way again. As design leaders, we constantly hear messages about focus and specialization. To become world class, narrow your focus. The riches are in the niches, and there's wisdom there. Deliberate practice in our core discipline is essential. But there's a dangerous assumption hidden in this advice, that creativity is a limited resource that gets depleted across different domains. That spending creative energy on music production or photography means less creative energy for your design leadership. That multidisciplinary exploration creates distraction rather than connection. For years, I bought into this thinking. I would feel guilty spending time in my home studio mixing electronic music when deadlines loomed at work. I would question whether my podcast production was taking away from the energy I should be investing in my design team. Then something unexpected happened. During a particularly challenging global design system implementation, when stakeholder resistance seemed insurmountable, I found myself drawing directly on principles I'd learned while producing music. The solution emerged from an entirely different creative domain. I noticed this pattern repeating consistently. My leadership breakthroughs emerged from cross-domain creative transfer. What I initially viewed as separate worlds were actually deeply interconnected, with each creative pursuit strengthening rather than depleting the others. I call this realization the creative leader's paradox. The counterintuitive truth that creative pursuits outside our professional domain don't drain our leadership capacity, they dramatically expand it. And this isn't just a nice personal anecdote. It represents a fundamental shift in how we think about creative leadership in a complex world where traditional approaches to design challenges are increasingly insufficient. Imagine you're sitting at a mixing board in a recording studio. You have dozens of tracks, drums, bass, vocals, synths, each with its own volume, slider, EQ settings, and effects. Your job isn't just to make each element sound good in isolation, it's to create a cohesive whole where every element serves the overall composition. This is exactly what happened when I faced a critical moment leading our enterprise dashboard redesign. My team of designers had created excellent individual components, but when combined, the experience felt disjointed. Too many competing elements fighting for attention. Traditional design leadership would approach this as a design system problem, establish stricter guidelines, enforce visual hierarchy principles, create more rigid component specifications. But something wasn't clicking. One night, while mixing down an electronic track in my home studio, I had my breakthrough. I realized I was creating space in the frequency spectrum for each element to breathe. I was making decisions about which elements needed to lead at different moments and which needed to support. The next day, I completely reframed our design review approach. We're experience mixers, I told my team. Each element must work in harmony with the whole, just like tracks in a song. I introduced music production concepts like creating space, frequency balance, and arrangement dynamics as metaphors for our design challenge. We started evaluating each screen not just as a collection of components, but as a composition where every element needed its moment to shine without overpowering the others. We began talking about user attention as a finite frequency spectrum that needed careful allocation. A senior stakeholder who had been resistant to our approach joined one of these new design reviews. Afterward, he pulled me aside. "I've sat through countless design presentations, but this is the first time I've truly understood how all these pieces work together. You've made the invisible visible." This approach provided a completely different mental model that transformed how our team approached complex design challenges. It emerged directly from my music production experience. When filming, the most fundamental lesson is that where you position the camera entirely changes the story you tell. A low angle makes a subject look powerful, a high angle creates vulnerability, a close-up creates intimacy, a wide shot establishes context. This principle revolutionized how I approached design leadership during a critical juncture in our global expansion. Our design team in one region was consistently resisting a key pattern in our design system. From my perspective, they were being difficult, perhaps protecting their territory. The relationship was deteriorating with each video call. Rather than escalating the conflict, I remembered the filmmaker's principle: if the frame isn't working, change the camera position. I arranged to spend a week embedded with their team, literally sitting alongside them as they worked with our design system. What I discovered transformed everything. Sitting with them, seeing through their lens, I realized that our supposedly universal pattern completely broke down with their unique user behavior patterns. From their perspective, they weren't being difficult. They were defending valid user needs that weren't visible from my vantage point. This physical change in perspective led to a profound insight. There is no objective right view in design leadership, only different frames that revealed different truths. Rather than forcing my perspective or accepting theirs, it was creating a new combined view that accounted for both realities. We redesigned the pattern together, creating a flexible system that accommodated both contexts. More importantly, I instituted a new practice I call perspective rotation, where leaders are required to physically work from different office locations to experience different frames before making system-wide decisions. A senior designer later told me, "I've worked at companies where leadership decisions felt like they came from some distant ivory tower. This was the first time I felt truly seen and understood by someone in your position." This breakthrough emerged directly from my experience behind a camera, understanding that every story changes dramatically depending on where you position the lens. Podcast production taught me that compelling stories follow a narrative arc. They establish context, introduce tension, build toward resolution, and leave the audience changed. Great episodes aren't just collections of interesting facts, they're emotional journeys. This insight fundamentally changed how I approached a make or break stakeholder presentation for a significant digital transformation initiative. We were seeking substantial investment for a complete overhaul of our user experience, and traditional approaches had made limited impact on decision makers. Drawing directly on podcast storytelling techniques, I completely restructured our presentation. Instead of beginning with solutions and features, we started with the human experience, introducing real users and their frustrations, creating emotional investment in their stories. We intentionally built tension by highlighting the growing gap between user expectations and our current experience. Only after establishing this tension did we introduce our proposed solutions, positioned not as features, but as resolution to the human drama we'd established. The result was transformative. A senior executive who had been skeptical of previous proposals leaned forward during our presentation and said, "For the first time, I'm not seeing screens and features. I'm seeing how we're failing real people and how we can make it right." Full funding was approved that same week. This narrative approach has since become a standard method for driving change across the organization. Teams now instinctively structure their thinking around character-driven stories rather than feature lists and technical specifications. the ability to craft and deliver compelling narratives developed directly from my experience producing narrative podcasts, understanding that humans make decisions primarily through emotional connection to stories, not rational analysis of data. The creative leader's paradox reveals a powerful truth. Your diverse creative pursuits serve as the very foundations of leadership excellence. But how can you intentionally harness this cross-domain creative transfer in your own leadership journey? First, reframe how you view your creative pursuits. Start seeing them not as separate from your professional identity, but as essential laboratories for developing unique leadership capabilities. After each creative session, take 5 minutes to explicitly ask, what principle from this domain might solve a current leadership challenge? Second, create intentional bridges between domains. I now keep what I call a cross-domain transfer journal, where I document specific techniques from music, filmmaking, or podcasting, and experiment with their application to design leadership challenges. This deliberate connection making has generated some of my most innovative leadership approaches. Third, design your team for creative diversity. When building my global team, I now specifically look for designers with varied creative backgrounds beyond UX. One of our most innovative senior designers has a background in theatre direction. Another practices traditional woodworking on weekends. These diverse creative foundations create a collective intelligence that consistently outperforms teams with narrower creative experiences. Finally, consider how the creative leader's paradox might change your relationship with time. Those hours spent on seemingly unrelated creative pursuits form an essential part of your leadership development. The most innovative design leaders I know are those who draw inspiration from the widest range of creative experiences. In our next episode, From Metrics to Meaning, we'll explore how to transform raw customer satisfaction data into meaningful design decisions that drive business impact. I'll share how we decoded plummeting flight booking satisfaction scores at Expedia by looking beyond the numbers to uncover the human stories behind the metrics. You'll learn practical strategies for data triangulation that connect quantitative insights to qualitative understanding, creating solutions that speak to both business needs and human experiences. Thank you for listening to Design Leadership Insights. If you'd like to continue the conversation, get in touch by emailing info@designleadershipinsights.com.